This is the Rambam's introduction, the Rambam's Perish Mishnayos, and it's going on the Mishnah in the last parak of Sanhedrin. I don't know if you have the actual Mishnah there. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Shenemar V'Amech Kulam Tzadikim L'Olam Yirshu Aretz Netzer Matai V'Chule. So everyone has a Chelek L'Olam Haba. Because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, everyone's a Tzadik and everyone will inherit the land. And that's referring to Olam Haba. V'Elu She'en Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Even though everyone seemingly starts with a chalek, but not everyone retains that chalek. If someone says, ain't tchias ha-meisim in a Torah, he denies tchias ha-meisim, or ain't torah min ha-shamayim, or an apikores. All of these people, it says ha-omer. Do you have the text there of the Mishnah?
Yes.
It says ha-omer. What if you think it, but you don't say it? It's like specifically someone who says that there's no tchias ha-meisim, because he's, you know, espousing his heretical views, but if he just like harbors it in his heart, it's not a problem. Or it's just that's the way that the Mishnah wrote it, but it means that he doesn't believe in it. Okay, Rabbi Kiva says Afakar b'svar machitzonim, someone who reads svar machitzonim. A little bit of a discussion, I think, about what that refers to. Does it mean heretical books, or does it mean the books that weren't included in the canon? Haloche shal hamake v'omer kol hamachal asher samti mitzrayim lo asim alafke ani Hashem rofecha. Someone who says incantations on a wound, reads psukim as if they have magical powers. I mean, not as davening, not as saying tehillim in the sense of praying to Hashem to intercede, but where you think that there's a magic trick. You say this pasuk like seven times and your mosquito bites go away. Abba Shalom or Afa Hoges Hashem Bosi Yosef. Someone who pronounces Hashem's name with the full vocalization, vowelization. Okay. So that's the Mishnah. And the Mishnah here talks about Olam Haba. So before the Rambam is going to discuss the details of the Mishnah, he realizes maybe this is an appropriate time to discuss what Olam Haba is. Re'isi ledaber bekan bi'ikarim rabim be'amuna. Okay, we're starting the Rambam now. So I thought that this might be an appropriate place to talk about some very important topics regarding to Amuna. Gedolim v'nichpadim ad ma'od. Havi yodeh ki balei ha-Torah nechlu de'oseim b'tova shetagil ha-adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvos shetzivanu b'am Hashem Yisbarach. Balei Torah, Talmidei Chachamim, have different shitas about what is the ultimate good that comes to a person if he keeps the Torah, if he does the mitzvos. That was given by the Moshe Rabbeinu Olam HaShalom. U'birah shetzimtso so kishiyavro lehem. And what is the evil that will befall him if he's over on the mitzvos? Machlokas rabos mod, and there are many different machloksim about this. The fiyishtanus sichleim, different people have different shitas, different understandings. Fiyishtabshu behem asvaros shibush gadol, ach kamat lo timtzu b'shimpanim adam shnezbar lo davarze, and people have made many errors about this, and you can't even find a person who has clarity on this issue. Velo timtzu b'davar muchlat l'shum adam shlo el b'shibush gadol. And anyone you speak to about this, so no one has a clear perspective that doesn't have lots of errors. So now the Rambam is going to tell us five different perspectives that people have on what the ultimate good is that a person should be looking forward to getting if he keeps the mitzvos and avoids the averus. Good? Okay, so the first kat rishon soveres, the first group thinks, Gan Eden. The first one thinks that, you know what this thing, the ultimate good is? It's this thing called Gan Eden. And there, you just get to relax, and you eat and drink all day without having to work. You're like lying on one of those couches, and people are dropping like grapes in your mouth, fanning you with the big leaves.
This opinion is right.
As you know, you drink, and you know the water and wine. There's batim avadim tovos, and you're in a beautiful house made out of beautiful stone. Umitos mutzos bemeshi, and you lie on beds made out of silk. Unaharos moshchos yayin, and there are rivers that are flowing with wine. Ushmanim mivusamim harbeit varmizamin, and there's nice smells, and everything is just blissful, a physical bliss. V'chiyaron, what's the bad? Gehenim. Makom boer b'ish shebo sarfim hagvios, and if you don't do the mitzvos, then you go to this place called Gehenim, and it's also a physical place there's fires, and the bodies are turning on spits over the fire. And everyone's there, they have you up on the the rack, and everyone's being whipped and hurt. Yaroch Sipurim, and there's lots of stories about all of the suffering. And they have rayas for this, from words of Chazal, umikros hakasuv, bepshatim neusam. They have nice explanations of psukim. Lemashim omrim, they can explain the psukim nicely, to explain in an appropriate way that explain the psukim lefi what they're saying, lekulo lerubo, either for everything they're saying or for part of what they're saying. So that's the first group, Gan Eden, physical pleasure, or Gehenim, physical punishment. Kashnia, the second group, Tizbor v'tachshov, Shahatova miyacheles hi yimos hamashiach, memheira yigala. They say, no, you know what the ultimate good is? It's yimos hamashiach, which should come quickly. And at that time, yebnei adam kulam malachim, kulam chayim v'kayom l'ad, and that's going to be an angelic-like existence. Everyone will live forever. V'yigbu b'komasam, will be very tall. V'yirbu, right, will have like imposing physical bodies. V'yirbu v'yatzmu ad sh'yoshivu kol olam ad de'olamim, and everything will be great and it will exist forever. V'oso ha-mashiach kvi machshav, v'oso ha-mayichud la'ad be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach, and Mashiach will live forever. V'chi ba'oso ha-yam totzi arts begadim arugim v'lechem afuyim, and all these miraculous things will happen, where there'll be clothing just coming out of the ground and bread, baked bread growing out of the ground. Dvarim harbei keilu shemin anim noz, and all these other impossible things. This is not just, the first group thought that there's just going to be like a overflow of bounty. I think even the rivers flowing with wine didn't mean that they're actually made up of wine. It meant that there'll be unlimited, there'll be free refills all day. The first group, everything was a physical enjoyment. The second group is more spiritual. It's also physical, but it's spiritual in the sense that it's supernatural. That's what I mean to say. It's a supernatural existence. And we'll live forever, and Mashiach will live forever, and there'll be, money growing on trees. And what's the ra'ah? Shelo yevadam matzoi b'osayam v'lo yizkel roso. You'll miss out on this. You won't get to go to this magical, super land. Or maybe raya b'dvarim rabim mitzuyim l'chachamim b'ksuvim b'mikra. And again, they're able to find indications for this in psukim or in chazal. Yaskim pshatim l'mashim omrim olik tzasim. Again, that will support what they're saying, at least partially. Kashlishis, the third group. Kiatov shenikvah tchias ha-mesim. The third group says, you know what the ultimate good is? It's not Gan Eden. It's not supernatural Yemos HaMashiach. It's tchias ha-mesim. Sheyichya ha-adam achar moso, that everyone, after they die, will come back. V'yachzurim krovo v'bnei beso. And everyone will, eat and have meals together with all their relatives who have been deceased. And the bad is that if you don't behave and you don't do the mitzvot and you do averus, you're going to miss out on this big party of tchias ha-mesim. And again, lots of indications in Chazal that there's this thing called tchias ha-mesim. Upsukim in ha-mikros. Which again, where they're able to find indications for what they're saying. So the fourth group it's not a name that we're familiar with. It's not Gan Eden, it's not Yemos HaMashiach, it's not Tchias HaMesim, it's right here in this world. That we will live a blissful life in this world. We don't have to go to Gan Eden. We don't have to have Tchias HaMesim. Right here, that's the reward for doing the mitzvos. We'll have peace and tranquility. We'll get everything we want. Like, for instance, Shuman Ha'artzos. We'll have great land. Nechasim Rabim, lots of property. Cars, phones. Rov Banim, nice big families. Orech Chaim Ubrios Aguf, we'll be healthy. Shalom Bitachon, we'll be safe. Vios Melech Yisrael, maybe we'll even have a return of Jewish monarchy. Viosenu Sholtim, Al mish heitzer lanu, and certainly anyone who tries to oppress us, we will militarily will rule over them. V'hara'a, and what's the bad? Shetasigenu shenichpor al haTorah. Hefech anyan amelu, that if we reject the Torah, so it'll be the opposite. We'll have disease, and we'll suffer financially, and we won't be at peace, and we won't have a king, and we'll be ruled over by others. Kemo she'anachnu po hayom bizmanenu ze zman galus. Rambam says, like we have nowadays.
Well, now we have the.
Yeah.
We have all the good over there.
What do you mean?
We have
Oh, we nowadays we, meaning we us. Because
yeah.
Rambam is talking, 800 years ago, and he's living at a time when tribes from North Africa are overrunning Spain, and he and his family are running, and they're suffering, I'm sure. And he's saying, like, look, we're in Galus. We don't live in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have peace and tranquility. There's disease. So it's true. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of those things. But again, that's what they see as the ideal of what's going to be, what's the ultimate good that we get for keeping the Torah. And they bring riots all over the place. The Torah tells us, if you do the mitzvot, so you'll plant at the right time, you'll harvest at the right time. We call osim asipur maksum v'mikra. And also a lot of stories in the Torah of people, the big tzaddikim, and they're doing the right thing, and they're succeeding, and they're getting good. So that's the fourth perspective. V'akasa chamishas. And the fifth group, v'him harbe, and they're the most. Most people think this. Mechabrim onyinam he'elu kulam v'omrim. They push these all together. Ki atochelas hi. And they say, what the ultimate good is? That yavo Mashiach, and yichya mesim, and we'll all go to Gan Eden, and we'll eat there, and we'll drink there, and we'll be healthy forever. So they sort of push a lot of these different things together. That's what the ultimate good is. It's not one of these specific things. It's all of them. It's Gan Eden, and it's tchias mesim, and it's yimosa Mashiach. And what the Rambam's trying to figure out is, what is the ultimate good? Why are we serving Hashem? Why are we doing mitzvos? Why are we avoiding averus? Is it for one of these things that he just mentioned? So now the Rambam, I'm using the Mosheh Rav Kook version here. They made this part of the same paragraph, but I think it should be a new paragraph. This is no longer the Kasa Chamishas. Aval, now this is the Rambam speaking. Zoha Nekuda Haniflos. This amazing thing. Meaning, what amazing thing? Ratzon Olomar, Olam Haba. It's the first time we're hearing that the words Olam Haba. Right? All he said is, what's the ultimate good? And he brought all these different shitas, Gan Eden, Tchias HaMesim, Yimos Mashiach. Now all of a sudden he's telling us, wait a second, we have a Mishnah, Mifureshas, in Sanhedrin. And the Mishnah there tells us very clearly what we're striving for. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Olam Haba. And people who are bad, Ein Lam Chelik Olam Haba. So you see from the Mishnah that it's not Gan Eden necessarily, it's not Tchias HaMesim, it's something called Olam Haba. So the Rambam says, Zo Nekuda Neflos, Ratzel Omer, Olam Haba, Me'at Timtzu B'Shem Panim Shiala Libo, Hu Shiach Shov, O Shiyikach Zeh Ha'ikr, O Shiyishal Zeh Hashem, Al Eze Dav, Hu Nofel. Very few people are asking, what's Olam Haba? Everyone's talking about like doing mitzvos, and everyone's talking about, Mashiach's going to come, and I'm going to go to Gan Eden, and there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. And the Rambam is trying to put into everybody's consciousness a different concept. That's the concept called Olam Haba. And very few people are asking about it. Imu Tachlis HaTova, no one's asking, what is this Olam Haba that the Mishnah made reference to? Is it the ultimate good? Maybe Achos Min Adeus HaKod Mosi HaTachlis? No, maybe it's not Olam Haba. Maybe it's Gan Eden. Maybe it's Mos Mashiach. Maybe it's one of the earlier concepts. Nobody's asking questions like this, which the Rambam says, these are important questions. And no one's asking this. No one's asking, maybe one thing leads to one of these things, maybe one of the other ones leads to another one, maybe there's a process here. No one's asking these questions. What's everybody asking instead? Right? Instead of people trying to figure out how do you get to Olam Haba, what's the process to get there, instead people are asking other questions. Like for instance, everyone wants to know, when Tchias HaMesim happens, are people going to be naked or are they going to be wearing clothing? And when they come back alive, are they going to be wearing like their burial shrouds? Or Are they going to be wearing some type of like burial shrouds that have, you know, different types of you know, embroidery on it? Or are they just going to be wearing like, you know, white sheets, simple white sheets? You know, no one's asking these types of questions. These are the questions everybody wants to know. Or Kishiyavo Mashiach, when Mashiach finally comes, so is there not going to be a distinction anymore, an economic distinction between people, rich people and poor people? They're going to be strong people and weak people? Or are all those distinctions going to disappear in Yemos Mashiach? That's what everybody's interested in, right? Kids like to know, when I come back alive to Chesed Mason, do I come back as a baby? Do I come back as a teenager? Do I come back as an old man? These are the questions. That's what everybody's asking. What the Rambam's clearly telling us is that those are not the questions we're supposed to be asking, and these are not the things we're supposed to be focusing on. Gan Eden and Yemos Mashiach. The Rambam's obviously not rejecting these things. He said that you find in Psukim and Chazal. He doesn't deny Gan Eden. He doesn't deny Yemos Mashiach. He doesn't deny Tzchias Mason. He doesn't enjoy and deny that you might have a blissful life in this world if you do mitzvos. But that's not the Iker. The Iker in the Mishnah seems to be something else, something called Olam Haba. And now the Rambam tells us that why are all these people asking these questions? Why are they asking about the details of other things as opposed to focusing on what's going to get me to Olam Haba and what is Olam Haba? V'yata ha-ma'ein b'sefer zeh, havein zeh ha-mashal, sh'ani m'mashel lecha. I have to tell you a very important mashal. V'yoz tochen libcha v'tishma divari b'chol zeh. And then I think you'll understand what I'm getting at here. Sim b'daitcha, ki nar katon hevi'u eitzal malamid l'lam del Torah. Imagine bringing a little kid to learn Torah by a teacher. V'zeh atov agadol lo l'inyin ma'ashi yasek min ha-shleimus. Now obviously, learning Torah is the ultimate and greatest shleimus that a person can reach if a person learns Torah. The only problem is, kid doesn't really know that. Ela shehu, this kid, lemiyat shana v'chalusha sichlo, because of his lack of experience and he's not necessarily so developed yet intellectually, eino mevin malas osu atov, he doesn't appreciate how good it is. V'lo mashi yagi'ehu b'shvilo min ha-shleimus. And he also doesn't really have any understanding of what's going to bring him to good and what he's going to benefit from learning Torah. And therefore the teacher, who obviously, since he's the teacher, he's more advanced than the child, he's going to have to entice him and excite him to learn with things that he loves, meaning the kid loves, because he's a kid. So v'yomer lo, he'll say, kira v'etein lecha egozim. He'll say, read and I'll give you like some nuts. You know, I'll give you some candies. O te'enim, or fig, or dates, or figs. O etein lecha ma'at tvash, or I'll give you like a spoonful of honey. And he has to entice him with candies and treats. U'bazeh u'korei u'mishtadon. And because of these things, the kid learns and he works hard. Lo le'atzim akriya, not because he cares at all about the learning. He doesn't appreciate it. He doesn't know how great it is. Ela kadesh yitnu lo oso hamachal. But rather, he's doing it because he wants the food. V'achilas osim ha-migodim etzlo yikara be'enav min akriya v'tova harbe. Below suffik. And obviously, in his eyes, eating these candies and these sweets are much more precious in his eyes from the learning. Much better. U'lefika choshev ha-limod omel v'yigiyav u'omel bo. And therefore, even though he thinks that the learning is a drag and it's time-consuming and it's hard, he does it. Kadesh yagiyalo v'osa amel atachos ahuva etzlo, because he wants the candies. V'hu egoz echad o chatichas tevash, these things. U'kishi yagdil v'yachzik sichlo, but when he gets a little older and he appreciates finer things, v'yekal be'enav osa adavar shay etzlo nichbad milufanim, and now a little bit of sugar or a nut is not so exciting to him anymore. He's certainly not going to expend a tremendous effort in order to get a little piece of candy. Chazer loves zulos, and he starts liking other things. So now the teacher needs to change. You know, when he's 3 or he's 4 or he's 5, he likes candy. When he's 6 or 7, I don't know, he might want a bicycle. V'yomer lo melamdo, so the teacher tells him, kira, learn. V'ekach lecha minalim yafim, and I'll get you nice shoes. O begodim chamudim ka'elu, or I'll get you nice clothing. U'bizeh yishtadel l'kralov l'etzem alim. And again, now he continues to learn hard, not because of the etzem limud, el osam albush, but because he wants the fancy clothing. V'abegarahu nichbad beinav min ha'Torah. And the clothing is much more valuable to him than the Torah. Fu'etz lo tachlis kriyasu, and that's the real reason he's learning. V'kasher yashalei b'sichlo yoser, when he becomes more sophisticated, v'yizbaz be'enav ze'ad avargamken, he realizes a new pair of shoes is not all that amazing. Yosem nafsho l'mashu gadol mizeh, so now he sets his sights on other things. V'oz yomer lo rabo, lomad parshazu aperik ze'ah, learn this. V'yatein lecha dinar echad, or shnei dinarim, I'll give you money. He does it for the money. Again, the money is much more valuable than the learning. Because the purpose, the reason why he's learning, is he wants the money. And when he really gets older, and now he doesn't even want money, it's not important to him anymore. He realizes that money is lowly. It's not what he needs. He has desires for greater things. He says, now learn, and that way people will call you Rav. You'll be well respected. People will honor you. You'll walk into the room. People will stand up. They'll do things for you. And everyone will know who you are even after you die. Like Plony and Plony, like this person and that person. And now, person who kore umishtado kdei lahasik ma'lozu, now he does it for this. V'tiyei tachlis etlo a kovud, shiyichabdu oso b'nei adam v'yinasu v'yishabchu oso. And he does it so people respect him and they hold him up and they praise him. V'chol zeh meguna. And this whole process is very distasteful. V'yom yimitztarech, but it's necessary. Because of people's minds, and we're not so sophisticated, and we're not so idealistic. And therefore, they have to make the purpose of chachma something besides the chachma. And they'll say, why should I learn? And you know why I do it? In order to get kavod. And this is an absolute travesty. It's horrible. I shouldn't say it's horrible. It's holeless. It's a mockery. And on this, Chazal say, this is what they call learning, shelo lishma. Klomer, sheyase mitzvos v'yilmad v'yishtadel b'torah lo lo'osa davar ba'atzmo. Not because you want the Torah itself. It's not why you're doing it. They're not purposes unto themselves. Elo b'shvil davar acher. But because you want to accomplish other things. We're told in Pirkei Avos, don't turn the Torah into a crown to make yourself great. Don't turn it into a spade or a hoe, some type of farming implement to dig with it. That line in Pirkei Avos is referring to what I'm telling you. You're not supposed to make the purpose of learning Torah to get honor or to make money. And don't be involved in learning to make a parnasa. Why should you learn? For the simple reason that you want to know the Torah itself. For itself. That's lishma. The whole purpose of truth is that you should know that it's truth. The Torah, emes. Torah is emes. The tachlis yediasa lasosa, and the ultimate goal of knowing it is that you can keep the Torah. The reason why we learn Torah is because the Torah is truth. We want to know and live by truth, and that should be the reason why a person learns. V'yasul adam ashalim shiomar. It's also for a person who's complete, Adam Shalem, who's an Adam Shalem, but it's also for an Adam Shalem to say, Kishe esa elo mitzvos she midos tovos, when I do these mitzvos, which are good, Vesrachek min haveros, she midos aros, that Hashem commanded lo lasosan, What will I get for it? The Ishalim doesn't ask that question. What's in this for me? The Fishazeh, Kemoshi Yomar Hanar, Kishani Korezeh, Ma'itinli. That's like the little kid who says, all right, I'll do Chomish, but you're gonna buy me candy? They'm Omrim Lo, Dabar Ploni, and they say, yeah, we'll give you candy, or we'll give you shoes, or we'll give you money, or we'll give you kavod. Lefi Kishano Roim Miyot Sichlo, Sheno Maven Zashir, Vumavakesh, Tachlis, Tachlis Acheris. Because when we see that this kid doesn't really chop what he's doing, doesn't realize it's Torah, and he's making for the tachlis, the ultimate tachlis is the Torah. He's making for that. He needs a tachlis acheres. Then we have to answer him according to his foolishness, as it says in Mishlei, Aneik Sil Ki Ivalto, that you answer a person's foolishness with a foolish answer. Ukvar is hiru achachayim al zeh gam kein. Because Hashem told us, the Chacham told us, we're not supposed to learn for other things. But if a person's asking, what do I get out of it? What's in it for me? So then we have to respond with, again, not foolishness, it's not foolish, but it means that you don't chop yet. So we have to answer you based on a person who doesn't chop. So we have to give an answer for a person who doesn't chop. So we have to tell him, you'll get kavod, and you'll get money, and you'll get this, and you'll get that. And this is what happened. This was the teaching what Antigonus Ish Socho, one of the Zugos, he's mentioned in the very beginning of Pirkei Avos. So he was an Ish Shalim. And therefore he taught, Al Tia Kavadim Mishamshin and Sarab Almanas the Kabal Pras. El Hayu Kavadim Mishamshin and Sarab Almanash Lola Kabal Pras. You should be serving Hashem not for a reward. Shouldn't it be like a servant who serves in order to get a paycheck? That's what he said, because that's where he was holding. Amnum, Rotzlomar Bezer. What did he mean by this? Shiyamin be'emes etzema emes. You should be involved in the truth because it's truth. Vizehu a'in shakoronosa oved me'ava. This is the ultimate level of serving Hashem. It's a person who serves out of absolute love. Ava. V'amru chazal b'mitzvosav chafetz ma'od. Amar Rabbi Elazar, he learns, b'mitzvosa, the pasuk says, chafetz mo'ed, I desired your mitzvos. B'mitzvosa v'lo b'schar mitzvosa. I'm not doing it for the schar, I'm doing it for the mitzvos themselves. V'kama atzuma haraya hazos, v'kami muvueres. Wow, and what a slam dunk raya this is. V'hi raya brura alma shekadem lanu min ha'mamar. And this is what we were trying to say, that the purpose of learning is for the learning itself. V'gadol mizeh, ma shamar b'sifri, we actually learn the sifri. Shema Toma Areni Lomei Torah B'Shvil Sheya Ashir B'Shvil Sheikari Rav. Maybe I should learn Torah to become rich or to become famous. Or B'Shvil Shekabel Schar B'Olam Haba. Or maybe in order to get Schar in Olam Haba, even for Olam Haba. Talmud Lomar Li'avos Hashem Elokecha. Kol Sha'at Ta'osin Lo Tasu El Me'ava. Do it just purely for love. When you help your child wakes up at 2:00 in the morning. And he's crying, and he has a little cold, so his nose is running, and his diaper's dirty. You're helping him only because you know it's the truth. You know it's the right thing to do. It's not because when he's 16, he's going to remember that you changed his diaper, and he's going to respect you. You're doing it because it's the right thing to do. Osa emes neshu emes. And lahavdil. Hashem gives us so many commandments. And there, we know that there's tremendous schar. There is schar for all of them. And Tzukunash Yisocha wasn't saying that there's no schar. Of course there's schar. That's not why we do it. We do it because it's the right thing to do. It's truth. It's emes. Hinei yizbor lecha zeh ha'inyin. V'yizbor shi kavanas ha'torah v'yisod kavanas ha'chamim. This is what Hashem wants. This is the goal. It's the goal of the Torah. It's the goal. It's what the chachamim, what their kavanah was. Alei ha'mashalim. V'ein ma'alam ein av mizeh. Ela ovil mishtageya shekilkeluhu v'shivshu ha'machshavos ha'sichlos. Harayonas agruim, a person, only the fool who has a mistaken perspective on things thinks otherwise. V'zoi milas Avram Avinu. This is the level that Avram Avinu reached. You know, it's not an all or nothing. You know, Avram Avinu reached that level that he mamish was doing things completely for Ava. The Navi calls him Avram Oavi. He's referred to as one who reached this madrig of Ava.
And
and we should try to inspire us. This should be our goal, to be able to reach this level. I'm going to do one more paragraph, but I'll just direct your attention for a second. Rambam also has a very famous formulation here in the end of Hilchos Tshuva, very, very end of Hilchos Tshuva, the last parak. The Rambam also describes, this is parak Asiri, Al Yomar Adam Harini Osim Mitzvah Satorva Osek Bechach Masa Kadesh Kaba Kol Abrachas Aksuvos Ba. Person shouldn't say, I'm going to do the mitzvahs and learn Torah, learn Chachma, in order so that I can receive all the brachos that are written in the Torah. O Kadesh Ezkel Chayalam Abba. You shouldn't even say that I'm going to do the mitzvahs in order to achieve Olam Haba. You see a lot of places, a lot of Musar Shmuzes, a lot of focuses are often directed on Olam Haba, Olam Haba, Olam Haba. The Rambam says, you shouldn't be doing the Torah in order to get Olam Haba. It is, it's an amazing investment, doing the mitzvos and learning Torah. You're banking everything for Olam Haba, but that's not why you're supposed to be doing it. The Efrosh Min HaAveiros, or I will desist from doing the Aveiros in order to not get punished or miss out on Olam Haba. Ein Roi La'avodat Hashem Al Derech Hazeh. This is not the right way to serve Hashem. This is Oved Meira. Rather, the Oved Me'av is Osek B'Torah Mitzvos, and he's Holech B'Nesivos HaChachma. Lomit Me Davar Ba'olam. He doesn't do it for any other purpose. And the Rambam continues and says his famous words. Rather, what should you do? Says the Rambam. Says this is the approach of Avram Avinu. And he has a key line here. Ella, osa ha-chachma, osa ha-emes, mipnei shehu emes. You should do what's emes because it's emes. V'sof ha-tava lovo biglala. And don't worry, in the end there will be schar. But that's not why you do it. You're osa ha-emes, mipnei shehu emes. The Rambam continues here in Chelek. Ulefi shiyadu ha-chachamim zichron levracha. But Chazal knew that this is a very hard level to attain. And not everybody can do it. Certainly, and even if you do achieve it, it definitely doesn't start that way. You first get initiated into learning Torah and doing mitzvos. You don't immediately reach this level that you realize it's MS and you're also MS and Nishu MS. Because why do people do things? In general, people do things because they see a value in it. Or because it's going to avoid some type of loss. If in general, the way most people operate, if there's something that's going to require time, and you're not going to benefit from it or avoid pain from it, why would anyone do it? It's a waste of time. And how can you say to a person, you know, how can you say to him, you know, someone who's trying to become a Baal Torah, how can you say to him, do these mitzvahs, or don't do these averos, not because Hashem will punish you, not because you'll get anything out of it. It's a davar kashad mo. That's very hard to educate people that way. Not everyone gets to be on the level of Avram Avinu. And therefore, there's a heter for the masses, in order so that they can be mechazik themselves with amuna and with religiosity. And therefore, we inspire them about getting reward, because they will get reward. That's just not the ultimate reason to do it. But we speak to them about the reward, because it is true. And we also advise them to separate themselves from Averos because of a fear of punishment. Because it is true, there will be punishment. And we give them chizuk, and we strengthen them. Until they're able to come to a real understanding of what real truth is. And so that they can understand what, you know, derech hashalem is. Kemosh osim benar, b'shas alimud. Like we do with a child, and we're teaching him. Like we said earlier. And in fact, Chazal were even critical of Antigonus. Because he was teaching the masses, and he taught a level which was way beyond accept or grasp. Right, very good at that time. And that's what Chazal mean in the Mishnah Perkei Avos. Rabbis, be careful with your words. Rambam learns that that pasuk, that Mishnah, Chachamim, he's haru b'divreichem, be careful what you teach, was specifically addressing on Tugdus. Kemoshin is barba avos. And in Avos Rabbi Nosson, it tells us that Antigonish had two Talmidim. The Rambam quotes this when he comments on the Mishnah itself. In Pirkei Avos, he quotes this Avos Rabbi Nosson, where it says there that Antigonish had two Talmidim, Tzadok and Baisus. And when they heard him say this, that you shouldn't be serving for reward, they were like sitting there thinking, like, what do you mean? Why isn't he saying that we should serve for Tchias HaMesim? Why isn't he saying that we should serve for Gan Eden? It must be that those things don't exist. And because of this, they became heretical and they started the groups, the Tzedukim, the Baisusim. So Chazal tells us the reason was is because they weren't ready for this message that Antigonus taught them. You should know that for the regular people, they don't lose out by doing mitzvos because they're scared of onesh or because they want skar. But they're just not complete. So the Rambam went from being very, very elitist to saying, like, but you should know it's totally okay. Be aware that it's not the ultimate level, but it's totally okay if a person serves that way. It's just not perfect. And in fact, not only is it okay, it's actually good for people. Certainly as they're developing themselves. And eventually, hopefully, they'll reach a level on some degree of being Oved Me'ava. That's what Chazal tells us, that it's always best, right? This is the Gemara in Pesachim. It's always good, always. The Olam, a person should be Osek Shelo L'Shma. Shemitoch Shelo L'Shma, Bo L'Shma. So, the Rambam, he didn't directly respond to all those groups, but it sounds like he's saying that you have so many people who are spending all this time trying to figure out, like, what's the ultimate good, and so many of their focuses are on things that are not really supposed to be their focus, or at least their ultimate focus. Right? They suggested Gan Eden, which was physical pleasures. They suggested the supernatural existence, Tchias HaMesim. So he says that these things are all true, but that shouldn't be our ikar focus when we're serving HaKadosh Baruch. In conclusion, I just would like, though, to relate on a very practical level to our own Avodas Hashem, because the Rambam, as we mentioned, so on the one hand, he tells us the ideal, that it should be purely Osa Emes Neshu Emes, but he also calls us the level of Avram Avinu and makes it very clear that when a person is starting out, so that certainly can't be the way that he starts out. What about those of us who are beyond the very beginning of our... We're not just starting out initially, but we certainly have not yet reached the level of Avram Avinu. So I just want to draw your attention for a second. I heard once from Rav Aaron Lopiansky that he made reference to this Gemara in Psachim, where the Gemara, this is the Gemara about Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lashem by Shavuos, and the Gemara there says, this is on Daf Samachasim and Beis in Psachim, the Gemara there says, Rav Sheish is called Tlosin Yomen Mahadrele Talmudei. He used to, every 30 days, he would chazer all of his learning. Now, this is Rav Sheisha, so that was a lot of learning, because he was a big, big Talmud Chacham. So every 30 days, he would review all of his learning. Vitali v'kai b'ibr d'dash, and he would stand by the entrance to the door. I don't know if this means like when he was making a siyum, or when he was starting, when he was completing, but he would stand at the entrance of the door, and he would say, Chadoi nafshi, my soul is enjoying. Chadoi nafshi, chadoi nafshi. L'cha kari lach tanoi. So, what does that mean? Rashi says, B'shvilcha l'tzorchecha shanisi v'karisi. I did all of this learning for you, he says. I did it for you, for my soul, for myself. Ini asks the Gemara, is that true? V'homer of Elazar, el-moli Torah lo niskaimu shemayim v'artz. If it wasn't for Torah, it holds up, the world wouldn't exist. As it says, Lo Brisi Yom V'Laylech Hukal Shemayim Lo Samti. What do you mean? The purpose of learning is not for yourself. It's Mekayim the world. What the Hana Rashi says is only for the Lom De Torah themselves? It's what keeps the world going. It's much more than that. So the Gemara answers, Mei Kara Ki Avid Inish Adaiti Denafshe Ka Avid. When a person starts, He doesn't do it in order to keep the world going. He does it for himself. Now, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, he leaves out this word, me'ikara, sounds like. He just states, ki ovid inish, adaiti denafshe kovid. A person does learning, the person's focus is for himself. So, the gears that we have certainly supports the Rambam's perspective, that when it starts out, there needs to be an element of self-actualization. Again, I don't mean to say that Rav Sheshis was saying, I do it in order so that I can be called a Rav, or that I can get money. But we have to recognize that when we do things, there is a certain sense of satisfaction, the hana of self-actualization. Those are certainly present. And although the Gemara implies that those are present more in the beginning, or at least maybe according to the Girsa, our Girsa, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it might be that it's always present, but I think that this Gemara introduces the human element a little bit more and allows us to recognize that certainly in the beginning, there's nothing wrong with it, but even perhaps more as we continue in life. So there is a difference between wanting to get candy and wanting to get money and wanting to be self-actualized and wanting to feel accomplished. I think there's a qualitative difference between those types of hanas. And for a person to be able to move himself away from the hana of money and fame and more towards self-actualization and self-fulfillment, I think that that's already much to be said about that. But within this Gemara, we see, when it comments this regarding Rav Sheshis, so that the idea that we might always retain some element of, of the sense of what's in it for me. So I think that this Gemara helps us recognize that that's okay. And although we continue to strive for Osa Emes Neshu Emes, but it's a complex world and people are complex, and therefore that the fact that there might also be elements of our own success or our own self-actualization or even for money or for fame, that shalol lishma element, meaning it's not black and white, that there's a shalol lishma and then there's lishma, and that there's no room in the middle that has a blend of the two. Okay, well, we'll stop here for today.